our Fort Hood update.
On the phone line, we have Brigadier General Don McQuillie, the commanding general of U.S. Army Operational Test Command, or the OTC as we call it. Good morning, General. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks so much for your kind invitation.
Hey, let me correct one thing before we go any further. We don't want to start any rumors. You are no relation. Please say you're no relation to David Willie.
I have no idea if I am or not. If it's a good thing and gets me good points, I'm related to him.
No, just say no. Just say no.
That's definitely no.
Okay, there you go. Well, we haven't ever had a chance to visit with you or talk about the Operational Test Command there at West Fort Hood. So tell us exactly what it is and what you do out there.
You know, simply put, what we get to do is take all the Army's new equipment before we give it to soldiers, and we get to try to break it. And you kind of chuckle about that, but it's basically just like what Underwriters Laboratory does on the civilian side of the world. Those guys put those white tags on all your electrical appliances in the kitchen and the living room.
Right.
We take a piece of equipment that we know that we need to give to our soldiers in the field. They give it to us here at OTC. We put it in the hands of soldiers, run it through its paces, and see if it does what it's supposed to do or breaks, and then we write reports to the Army leadership, and they make a decision of whether or not to buy it.
You know, back several months ago, we were talking with when General Lynch was there, and he was talking about they had some robotic things come in, and he said that it was just amazing the technology that's coming now.
It's unbelievable. You know, first off, you got to be proud to be an American, because all we have to do is have a need from one of our soldiers that says, you know, that much better to have something that's unmanned out there. And then America and industry just go to work, and they are developing fantastic unmanned robotics.
Yeah, we were talking, Jim and I were talking just the other day about the unmanned drones. The aircraft are playing such a huge role all over the world now.
Oh, you bet. And it's not, when you take a close look at that, you're going to see that it's not just the drones that we have. We're going to start having unmanned helicopters. We've got unmanned vehicles that are driven from remote sites.
Wow.
That's the way of the future. I've got a son. I'm a pilot by trade, and I've got a son that was thinking about being a pilot, and I told him his days of being a pilot would probably be numbered.
Or just controlling the plane from a desk on the ground somewhere, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, so do you fiction. Now testing all this equipment is for the Army? Is it all done there at West Fort Hood?
Oh no, we do hundreds of tests each year. And because the troop strength here at Fort Hood constantly fluctuates because of their deployments back and forth into theater, we go wherever we can get soldiers. So right now we've got folks in six different locations across the United States, and we're pushing towards a test probably over in Korea here pretty soon.
Hey, General, do they keep you on the west side? Do you ever get to cross out of the west side? Did General Grimsley ever let you over near the headquarters there?
That's by invitation only. He kind of knows our reputation out here. And we've got some fantastic PhDs and some very, very smart folks. And when I talk to General Grimsley, he smiles every once in a while and says, as long as he puts the cattle guards in the right place, he'll let us over main post. It's a great relationship, though.
Well, so you talked about the OTC and the big role in supporting soldiers at home in war. How and where do you fit in with the other units there at Fort Hood?
Well, you know, Fort Hood itself was actually stood up here 40 years ago. We had a strange name. We called ourselves Project Master. That just sounded cool. We've gone through a series of names. We're called Takata and TexCom, long acronyms, and finally OTC. And again, I think they put an Aggie in command here, so they just gave us just three letters. And so we're not assigned to Fort Hood, Texas, and we don't come directly up underneath Will Grimsley and his command. We're actually assigned to a unit that's right outside Washington, D.C., but we're active partners here on Main Post and the community.
Right.
I'm a proud product of the Killeen School District, and so we've been able to partner pretty good with the local community. We do adopt-a-school programs. We partnered with Rancer Middle School here in Killeen. That was an old school I attended along with my family. And then most proud this year, we were able to tutor and mentor Shoemaker High School's robotics team. They call themselves the Cyber Wolves.
Wow.
And they just competed nationally after winning a regional competition down in Fort Hood. So we're very, very proud of those young men and women over at Shoemaker High School.
Yeah, General, you know, I guess I'd say it's kind of an unusual situation, but I'm sure you love it, that to be able to go to school, go to college, and be here in Central Texas. That's pretty neat.
It is. You know, you say you join the Army to go see the world, but what the Army's done for me and my family is fantastic. Let me go see the world, and they bring us back here. So I've got fantastic friends, great roots here in the community, and when all is said and done, I know the next generation of McWillies will go serve their nation, and I'll settle in someplace down here in God's country.
There you go. Well, we'd love to come down there and check out some of the toys y'all are testing out.
Anytime. You guys are got an open invitation to come down here and visit us.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you so much for calling and letting us know all about the OTC, and we'll visit again later.
Hey, thanks so very much for all you guys do and the support that you give all the families and soldiers. You're doing it great. Have a great day.
You too. Our pleasure. Thank you. The Commanding General, U.S. Army Operational Test Command, Brigadier General Don McWillie with today's Fort Hood Update.